when you need to know. KCBS AM, KFRC FM, and HD1, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, and Odyssey Station.
KCBS News Time 3:20. The defamation trial against Alex Jones began earlier this week. The owner of the conspiracy theory website InfoWars is being sued by the families of victims of the Sandy Hook school shooting, which Jones repeatedly claimed was a hoax using crisis actors in order to increase gun control in America. The families are suing Jones for $150 million in damages after his viewers relentlessly harassed them as a result of these claims. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Doug Morrell, attorney at law specializing in entertainment and First Amendment issues. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure, Liz.
Can First Amendment protection apply for Alex Jones here?
Well, it does, but he has already been found to have libeled the students and by indirection their parents when he made his claims regarding child crisis actors and his other claims concerning the events at Sandy Hook. So liability has already been determined, and this trial and two forthcoming trials are really all about damages that he has imposed upon the parents of the survivors.
Seems that once he started getting in trouble, and by that I mean maybe he was going to lose his empire and all his money, he started to walk back some of those claims recently, saying, well, he actually does believe Sandy Hook was real. What's this all about?
So it's a little too late from his point of view, because the damage was done at the time he first made his now determined to be libelous comments about what happened there at Sandy Hook. And so regardless of what he says now, the courts have already determined that he, in fact, defamed these folks. And really all that now remains to be done is to determine how much monetary damage his false and defamatory statements caused the parents of these children who were killed and those who survived.
I know as a lawyer you may not want to give an opinion, but what do you think was behind his whole thing? Was this just a money-making thing? Why would he say these terrible things?
Well, you know, it would seem that he has profited significantly from the false claims that he has made. Would seem to be at least a potential motivation for him doing so. And the fact that he has now sought to avail himself of the protections of the bankruptcy court suggests that it is money that he is trying to now protect. Ordinarily, a bankruptcy filing would stop a trial in its tracks. But in this case, the judge in Texas has concluded that since the trial is already underway, that she will not stop the trial, and we'll have to see what happens with the remaining two cases, one brought by eight Sandy Hook victims in Connecticut, where jury selection was supposed to begin on Monday, and another one in Texas later on.
So filing for bankruptcy, can that protect all his money and somehow be so he doesn't have to pay out any resulting claims?
Well, if the bankruptcy is legitimate, and I emphasize if it's legitimate, then he would receive an amount of protection depending upon what kind of bankruptcy proceeding is filed and how the court adjudicates it. But a Justice Department monitor who was asked to look into a couple of previous bankruptcies that other Jones entities filed has already called it a potential abuse of the federal bankruptcy system. And so I think there is reason to question whether or not this is a fraudulent filing.
Well, what do you anticipate will happen next in this trial?
Well, it looks like the case will go to a jury, the case involving Jesse Lewis, a six-year-old who was killed. That case in Texas where the jury has been selected and the case is underway, it looks like it will go to a verdict, And the plaintiffs in that case are seeking a total of $150 million, $75 million in compensatory damages, a dollar for every person who believed Alex Jones' conspiracy theories, and another $75 million in punitive damages. And, you know, it is Texas, so one has to be cautious about making predictions. But it seems to me that once having determined that the statements were false and defamatory, that the plaintiffs have a pretty good case.
All right, Doug, thank you so much for your insight. Doug Morrell, attorney at law specializing in entertainment and First Amendment issues.